Welcome to Digital Health Talks. Each week, we meet with the healthcare leaders making an immeasurable difference in equity, access, and quality. Hear about what tech is worth investing in and what isn't as we focus on the innovations that deliver. Join Megan Antonelli, Janae Sharp, and Shahid Shah for a weekly No BS deep dive on what's really making an impact in healthcare.
Hi, and welcome to Health Impact. This is Megan Antonelli, and I'm here today with Janae Sharp for another episode of Digital Health Talks and our Five Good Things segment. Hi, Janae.
Hello, I'm thrilled to talk about five good things today.
We have so many more than five good things today.
It's true. And part of that is that we went to Hims and we asked people for their one good thing. We didn't give them an option to have five. And part of that is just that a lot has happened.
You start.
The first one was the executive order advancing women's health research and innovation. Reminds me of a story of every day when my friends talk to me about menopause and how awful it's going to be when it comes. Every day. Just to let me know.
I'm not talking about that. But it is really good news that they are committed to getting women the answers they need about their healthcare. And they are going to be investing in research both at the beginning of life before pregnancy and then also midlife. And so it's good that there's finally some attention being paid to that and some money being put there. I think the First Lady's efforts in the initiative is really sort of galvanizing the country and there's getting some good attention.
Yes, it'll be a fund of over $12 billion for funding for research. And it's long past time, as we know, like women suffer from cardiovascular disease, other diseases, and we just don't really understand enough about that. So that was announced and I just think it's about time.
Definitely. No question. So it's about time and it's good to see it. So then, as Janae said, we did go to Hims. We had a great spot on the floor for the Digital Health Talks podcast with Healthcare Now Radio hosts. And we conducted some interviews and had a lot of people stop by where we asked them questions of what is the one good thing in healthcare? And one that stood out to me quite a bit was Dr. Ann Snowden, scientific director and CEO at Scan Healthcare, but also the chief scientific officer at Hims. She does a lot of research with hospitals and health systems around the impact of the digital transformation that they're undergoing. And so the one thing that she emphasized was the evidence that technology is improving patient safety and quality, which is a really good thing. And it's about time.
Yes, so, it's about time we saw technologies being measured by the improvement in care delivery. Patient safety is improving. Turns out having great measurement and having great digital strategy actually is a good idea.
Right. I mean, if you think about it, was it 2000 when the report for To Err Is Human came out? And now here we are 24 years later, and we can see an impact in this digital transformation around patient quality and or quality of care and patient outcomes. So that's a good thing. And you had talked to Michelle Suter too,
yes, who's
Director of Healthcare Information Exchange at UHIN and on the Utah HIMSS board. And she kind of summed it up by saying one good thing is all the innovative technologies that are driving quality and improving patient outcomes.
Right. There are so many things that people are looking to improve those. And I get to serve on the Utah HIMSS board with Michelle, and she knows a lot about the different types of innovative technologies and new ideas that people are having. Speaking of new ideas, we should talk a little bit about artificial intelligence, the brand new idea in healthcare.
It's brand new. It seems to have taken both the industry and HIMSS by storm. So here we are, though we talked about it quite a bit, but I did think that there was a changing dynamic of that conversation and our conversation with Dr. Chow from Automation Anywhere really summed that up.
Yes, he really talked about how I like his perspective because Automation Anywhere has been a leader in automating tasks and making things easier. His perspective was that I'm seeing more openness to automation as a first step in the journey towards artificial intelligence. Automation and AI will augment and enhance the healthcare worker experience, not replace it. In fact, the efforts to develop ambient recording, which has received a lot of attention, implies human input will be critical for the foreseeable future. And I've noticed that as well. The conversations from healthcare delivery partners and from physicians themselves, they're very different than they used to be. And they're much more open to it. We also saw the announcement of CHAI and a consortium for, what does CHAI stand for again? Tell us, Megan.
Oh, my. Coalition of Health Care AI?
Yes.
Am I close?
I think so. I saved it. Brian Anderson spoke at HIMSS as well about their mission. And they are also a group providing guidelines for the responsible use of AI in healthcare. I think there are two groups now.
And then there's TRAIN, which was also announced at HIMSS, which that one stands for...
Trustworthy and Responsible AI Network.
Well,
basically,
done.
That's a group with a lot of people who want to kind of bring together their information and bring together all their common knowledge and create something for the collective good, not unlike what we see in Star Trek. Except in that instance, they're evil. So I've thought a lot about this because there are some implications for AI that are frightening. Like, we all grew up on sci-fi, and if you didn't, I'm sorry. It's time for you to know that sometimes when people get together, it's not for the common good. It's just so some people can get richer. So I think it's important that leaders in healthcare are getting together to talk about what this type of knowledge is going to do for patients and what that means in terms of ethics. Like, it's not just going to be the best Facebook feed that can tell you exactly what you want to buy before you buy it.
No, and the guardrails that are there, at least there's a lot of people committed to putting them in and making sure that we do the right thing around this. I know one of the talks that got a lot of buzz that I heard about, but I didn't get a chance to go to, was actually about sort of the magic and illusion of AI. I think it's Dr. Jonathan Chen with Stanford. He does a sort of great illustration of how that works. Did you hear people talking about that too?
Yes, I think most of the time they want to learn their magic tricks, right? And he also talked about the importance of not just showing people a magic trick, but showing people how that illusion is created. And that's an important thing.
So I think the good thing there, to really distill it, I mean, AI, maybe the jury's still out. Is AI itself a good thing? I think the good thing is that there is an acceptance that automation is going to be helpful and that it is a powerful tool. And I think we also spoke to Cade Haviland with Intermountain, and he talked about how the technology is amazing, just like others have said and recognized, but the thing that's going to transform healthcare is the human, right? Healthcare is innately human, so his technology will not save us, but we will. And I think that sort of Dr. Chow's recognition of AI as accepted, the confluence of organizations that are coming together to ensure that it is being used for good and that the guidelines are in place. And then this understanding that it is a tool for physicians and clinicians to use to make their jobs better and that make them better at their jobs and make the care better.
Yes. Yes.
And
it's
so
supposed to,
all of that.
It's supposed to improve physician lives. And that was a huge theme that we heard. I was glad we got to talk to Cade. We serve on the Utah HIMSS board too, and he's the president. So I like that our president is focused on the importance of humans. We also spoke with Ash Mehta, who we met at the HIMSS conference, and he's the CEO of PatientClick. And he said something that I liked, kind of wrapping that up, where he said that the use of technology in a physician's daily routine, whether it be AI and machine learning or use of video conferencing technology or use of multiple tools, which help our physician community be more efficient, was his good thing. And you said that does two things. Like, it can make you more efficient, but it also gives patients more access to getting physician care. And we know that we have a shortage of care. If you've ever tried to make an appointment or switch physicians, it can be difficult to get in a timely manner. So technology can bridge that gap. And I was glad that that was one of the good things.
Speaking yeah, me too.
Bridging the gap. Another thing people talked about was the hospital at home. But let's start with the hospital at HIMSS.
There were a lot of hospital beds on the floor with patients in them, actors, of course, but still not my favorite thing. That is not my favorite activation, but I understand the need.
It's a little weird, I always think.
It always is just a little bit like, but you know.
Those are not the booth babes we were looking for.
However, in this context where they are demoing all of this amazing technology that is coming into the hospital room and then following patients home, right? So I saw a number of sensors and demos and iPads and screens that are for the patient to interact with their clinicians while they're in the hospital, as well, of course, at home. So I think that knowing that that was a big trend, of course, today we talked to Jeff Sturman about it, the implementation that they're doing with Natera at Memorial, a lot of these skilled nursing facilities where patients need to be monitored, implementing these incredible technologies that measure vitals. So that's an exciting development to see. And we also had the opportunity, we shared our booth or shared the aisle.
Oh, yeah, I feel like we should talk about this story because this is like an amazing story.
Yeah, this was a great thing.
Should we start with how I posted for help that I needed a specific cord? And I decided the best place to post about it was Twitter. But Twitter was not what brought us, or X now.
No.
Was not what brought us our booth heroes.
Right. Well, so picture us on the floor. We're doing our recording, so we had quite a few wires there. And while we're very organized people, the wires were not, our wire management was not up to par for
I don't even aspire to manage the wires in my life.
Well,
I literally have not had a HIMSS where I haven't like somehow lost every charger and someone came to my rescue with a portable charger. That shouldn't surprise you, but
I am shocked. Just calling me shocked. But anyway, so this across the hall, the aisle from us was Strong Arm Designs. And what they do is they build the carts and technology and sort of equipment that holds the new technology that goes into patient rooms. And to some degree, it looks a little bit old school, but when you actually realize what they're doing, which is that there's all of these new sensors and new wireless tech that needs to be put in. And a lot of these hospital rooms, they're not fitted for that. They're fitted for wires and lots of equipment there. So they do that.
Terrible wallpaper.
And there's a lot of that happening. And of course, there are still some wires in that hospital room, no matter what you do. And so they were kind enough to come over and help us with patented technology that managed our wires.
Look, they
a
showed
lot
us
better.
This cool thing. So they would wrap it up, but then also you could put that on the wall. I have one. I've been using this. We also spoke with Miguel Medina. He was the VP of operations at Strong Arm Designs. And he said, where Strong Arm shines is we have the hardware solution, not in the sense of the technology like a PC, but the hardware in the sense of where do you actually mount this camera in a room? And they provide different solutions to those projects, not just for building a new hospital, but also for going into existing hospital rooms. Because if you go into existing hospital systems, they're not always like the most, you know, feng shui, aesthetically pleasing rooms. You've got to make things work in a world where our technology is evolving. Often your cord management and your electrical outlets are not up to par. I don't know if I think that's where they really stood out. To me, it stood out that they went around to people's booths and helped, like actually helped with stuff and kind of showed their expertise of how you can improve your existing environment. Plus, they were pretty cool and they told us where the good snacks were.
They were great.
Yeah.
So Then
let's talk about a few other ones because we need to talk about Megan's favorite booth location, one of the features. Speaking of physical features of hospital related things.
My favorite booth at Hims is always Epic. And why? Because of the carpet. I mean, I know there's incredibly smart people there, but the carpet is.
I always wish there was a ride. I'm always like, I've heard there's a ride. Like, this doesn't feel like Wonderland.
Well,
even actually, when they had, like, I think they had bugs 1 year and you couldn't even really ride on them.
They did say that the carpet was so soft that it felt a little bit like you were playing volleyball in the sand, but I thought it was phenomenal. We had a chance to catch up with Dr. Jackie Gerhart, who's the VP of Clinical Informatics.
She's a friend of mine. I was like super excited to see her and to hear what they're doing with the Cosmos and some of their analytics.
Yeah, well, and what she talked about obviously is taking the rapid pace of innovation and advancing medicine and how that is actually being used to treat patients for rare diseases and mysterious diseases. So I think there you have kind of the importance of what you can do with data in with precision medicine and actually treat patients. And that's what we're here to do.
And actually treat patients. And that's interesting because the Epic has so much information that they're able to surface insights about rare diseases that can be really isolating to find out about. So I'm glad that they're working on that.
Mm-hmm. And along with treatments, Mike McSherry, CEO of Zelt, is always
who we love. I think Mike's great. He's one of my favorite people.
Too. He really understands how this all connects.
I might be saying everyone's like one of my favorite people. I only talk about my favorite people on Five Good Things.
We did talk to our favorite people at him, so that was great. But he talked about GLP-1s, which we another favorite topic of ours, in that combined
among suburban housewives,
the support
and healthcare
apps.
Neither of us are suburban housewives, but we could be.
The support and apps that come with the management of obesity and diabetes with GLP-1s really making a difference in clinical outcomes. So in so many areas, whether it's cardiovascular or weight management. And so that not being a rare disease, but certainly a treatment that these technologies and the rapid pace of innovation is really, it's really starting to work to make a difference and move a needle in this area.
Yes, I liked that. And I thought a great close to our five good things was from Nick Iannone from Intermountain. He's the VP of Enterprise Data Analytics. And he wrapped it up quite nicely, especially since Intermountain just won an award with their data validation and maturity. He talked about how the data we're using is no longer just treated as equal with the source and systems of application that created it. Like, it's not just about your data lake. It's not just about the information you have, but the things that they've created and conversations they're hearing are improving clinical insights. The way that we're bringing together data and the way that we're bringing together information are creating real impacts in the communities that we're in, creating better health outcomes. That's an evolving data model. Like we talk about, like you have to continuously update your model because an effective model will influence the world that it lives in. So the data maturity there is advanced enough that we're impacting clinical workflows, impacting clinical systems, and improving patient care.
Well, that's perfect, though. I mean, I think what we found was that Hims was really the whole package. And there were a lot of discussion around all of the good things in healthcare. And of course, the challenges were addressed, but we talked about sort of the evidence that digital transformation is improving quality. We talked about AI and technology as sort of the automation and the acceptance of that and the evolution of it. And certainly the coming together of folks around putting in the guardrails. Then, of course, the movement of hospital at home and telehealth and remote patient monitoring. And finally, of course, the data and the data to treat patients and get them the care that they need and for better and faster diagnosis, which is what it's all about.
Yeah, so that's what it's all about. So we also should give a thank you to Michelle Rosner for her idea and her inspiration for the asking people what their good thing is. and Todd Ketterman, who also gave us that wonderful good thing that you need someone to go with you to conference. You need your ride or die.
That is true.
You need someone to go with you. We got Charisse. We have our crew, right? And we also have recordings of other people that we asked this question to from HIMSS. And we'd love to share those with you. Those would be live on the podcast. Also, you could always ask us if you want to send us your good thing. We're happy to feature that with 5 good things. We're always looking for more good news in healthcare. So please reach out. My favorite is when you tag us online and share with all your friends.
Perfect. Absolutely. We're always looking for more good things. It's our favorite thing to talk about. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Janae. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Health Impacts Digital Health Talk. Don't miss another podcast. Subscribe at digitalhealthtalks.com. And to join us at our next face-to-face event, visit healthimpactlive.com.